Stasia Lanier with you on The Morning Blend. The Accidentals are here. We are very excited to have them. They'll also perform at the Four Corners Folk Festival this afternoon. They're described as one of contemporary music's most adventurous new bands. Billboard magazine chose them as one of their seven favorite breakout bands at the South by Southwest Music Conference in Austin, saying they displayed a genre-hopping range of influences and some smart songwriting skills to go with their abundant musical chops. And Yahoo Music called them one of the top 10 bands to watch in 2017. We've been playing their new CD, Odyssey, quite a bit over the last couple of weeks, and we're thrilled that they're here. I'd like to welcome the Accidentals to the KSUT studios.
Sleepers with the dip beneath the rubber arrows at your butt. Shot down the moon in a parking lot. I hit you in the dark. My fist imprinted with your teeth marks. Think skin shirt cobblestone. Green line like a broken bone. If you play it right, keep me on the line. Hold your nerve so tight till your knuckles turn white. Any groove that fits was stitched by hypocrites. No one else to blame. There's no reward for wicked fame. Your eyes still follow me like cigarette burns in the sweatshirt sleeve, like a space you couldn't feel. You can try to draw me, but I'm hard to kill. You can struggle for my strategy, me off in the step with you, pretend to bite. I forgive but won't forget. All the pain will be swaying threats. If you play it right, keep me on the line. Hold your nerves so tight till your knuckles turn white. Any glove that fits is stitched by hypocrites. No one else to blame. There's no reward for wicked fame. Hazard high, just the kind of crazy that would catch my eye. Your instructions still prevail, just a few cans rolls around crooked silly. Singing speech feels just like a lucid dream. If you play it right, keep me on the line. Hold your nerves so tight till your knuckles turn white. Any glove that fits is stitched by hypocrites. No one else to blame. There's no reward for wicked fame.
Live music from the Accidentals in the KSUT studios this morning. Multi-instrumentalist Savannah Buist.
Buist.
Sorry. Thanks. I apologize.
I meant to ask you that before we got on here. Savannah Buist, also known as Sav on guitar, and Katie Larson on cello, and percussionist Michael Douse. Welcome, you guys.
Thank
so
you
great
guys.
To have you.
Really glad to be here.
So I'm going to jump ahead just real quickly because that song is entitled KW. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so KW actually stands for Keller Williams, who we toured with pretty extensively across the United States, and we're actually playing a couple of Colorado shows with him in October on the 20th and 21st. So we're really excited about that. But we toured with him, and he's this amazing bluegrass, jazz, funk, fusion guitarist who plays with bare feet so he can adjust his pedals as he plays, and we were just like, this guy is the coolest musician ever. So we kind of came home and tried to incorporate some of his style into a song that I kind of wrote on a whim. And we actually ended up trading album tracks for each other. So we played strings on his track, Kate Greenlove, and he played on our song, KW.
Great. Well, Savannah and Katie, you came together in your hometown of Traverse City, Michigan. Tell us how this band got started.
Yeah, Savannah and I, all three of us in the group were huge introverts and were nerds, and we wear it proudly. But Savannah and I got our start in our high school orchestra program, and we were playing violin and cello, and we were part of an alternative styles for strings club, which meant after school we would meet up and play like Led Zeppelin and Coldplay and MGMT on our string instruments, and we were really dorky about it. And one day in class, Savannah and I both volunteered for a project to represent the club, and I came over and we started jamming out and got distracted and played the White Stripes on guitar. And we were kind of a band that day and started playing around our hometown. We have a great scene up in northern Michigan that we kind of grew up in. And then we started playing with Michael after we met him at a music fest in 2014.
We've been touring ever since.
So Michael became part of the band. You guys were playing as a duo
for at least 3 years.
3 years.
And Michael, you became part of the band.
Yeah, about like midway through the summer of 2014. I was initially attending Belmont University in Nashville, and I went up to Traverse City to hang out with them, and they were like, "Hey, do you want to play drums with us for like a month while you're like on summer vacation?" I was like, "Yeah, of course." Like, I was a huge fan and like knew all their music already. And then after that month was up, they were like, "So, do you want to call your counselor at school and tell him you're not coming back?" So it was really life-changing, and it was amazing. But yeah.
Well, yeah, we made him a college dropout. Sorry, Mike.
How has that affected, how did it affect the band and your music going from the duo to the trio?
Yeah, so I think the main difference is when Katie and I started it out as a duo, oftentimes we kind of have to rely on each other, one of us being a rhythm instrument and the other person being a color instrument. And now that Michael's here, he's kind of supplied this backbone to our arrangements, where now we're freer to kind of move around and come up with more ideas. But also, Michael is a multi-instrumentalist and songwriter in his own right, and he's brought a lot of cool arrangement ideas to the table. So some of our songs have completely transformed since we wrote them like 5 or 6 years ago, and that you can really hear it on the album.
And you're all multi-instrumentalists.
Yes. Yep, we're musically ADD, I think.
So one more sort of band historical question. How did you come up with the name?
The name took a long time. Savannah and I played as a duo under the name The Tree Huggers for a long time. And we went on a vacation together, a family vacation over spring break. And we tried to come up with like a huge list of band names, and it took us forever. We went through like the Savage Kittens and like just a ton of like really dorky names.
Which is now your publishing company.
Which is now our publishing company. So it went to good use. But I remember we were sitting down at a table, and Savannah was like, "How about The Accidentals?" Because first of all, it's a reference to our music theory and our Ork Dork roots. An accidental is a note that doesn't really belong in the key signature, but it makes the song sound cool anyway. That's kind of how we feel like we fit in. We can't really decide on a genre, and we kind of mix everything together. And we came together accidentally, and lastly, we're horribly accident prone, and things go wrong all the time.
So it suits you.
It fits
in all ways. What are you gonna play next for us?
We're gonna go play a song called Earthbound. Mm-hmm. And it's a new one on the album. You can check it out right now.
To stay awake, light dies quicker in the winter time. Wolves line the city streets. All that's left is a tired crime. I'll sleep away the cold. I'll wrap myself up like a twisted wire, coiled like a rattlesnake. Bites burn just like a bushfire. I'm in shock. I'm in shock. I'm in shock. I'm in shock. I'm a switchblade renegade. My heart's buried in a junkyard. Covered it in kerosene. Burned it up in cold regard. I'm a switchblade renegade. I'm not standing up, I got lights down to the core. I'm a carnivore. I will never be earthbound. Dark bites away the sun. home, leaves behind it shines when light's there for anyone. I have had my fill within, my thoughts break like falling dust, shatter when I try to let them out, cause the cracks I can't take it back. I wish I'd never opened my mouth. I'm in shock, I'm in shock, I'm in shock, I'm in shock. I'm a switchblade renegade, my heart's sprayed in the junkyard, covered it in kerosene, burn it up in cold regard. I'm a switchblade renegade, I'm not sitting up, I got lights down to the core. I'm a carnivore, I will never be earthbound, I will never be earthbound. I'm in shock, 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 I'm in shock. I'm a switchblade renegade, my heart's buried in the junkyard, covered in kerosene, burn it up in cold regard. I'm a switchblade renegade, I'm not standing up, I got lights down to the core. I'm a carnivore, I will never be earth. I will never be earthbound.
I'm in shock.
I will never be earthbound.
I'm in shock.
I will never be earthbound.
The Accidentals are my guests this morning. They perform later today on the main stage at the Four Corners Folk Festival at 5 p.m. folkwest.com. For details. So you guys have just released your major label debut CD called Odyssey on Sony Masterworks.
Yeah, we are so excited to have it out. It's been a long time coming. Some of the songs we've had sitting around for about 4 years, and they've been recorded multiple times, and we've played them on the road for about 1,000 shows. And some of the songs are brand new, and we had a lot of fun collaborating with some of our favorite artists, Keller Williams, we mentioned, Jenny Conley from the Decemberists.
Khaki King is on there.
Khaki King.
Yeah, Khaki King is one of my favorite guitar players, so to have her on there is really, really exciting. And we also have Dominic Davis, who's a friend of ours, a fellow Michigander, and he's also the bass player for Jack White. And Carter Gravatt from Carbon Leaf, who I'm wearing their t-shirt right now, so it's appropriate. Oh, man,
oh,
we're both
mad.
Double representing today.
Savannah's dad's on the album, too, which shout out to Rick Beist.
He actually drove us here as well.
Thanks, Rick. Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations. It's really a remarkable record. We've been playing it a lot, and it's a fantastic debut. It's so full of great songs.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Usually you choose one or two, and there's a lot to choose from here. And you guys self-produced it.
Yeah, we produced it with Jason Lenning, who's a co-producer on it, and he's worked with Guster and Alison Krauss and a bunch of artists that we love. And so we were pretty excited to get in the studio and start working with some of these songs that some of them, like we said, we've recorded 5 or 6 times just trying to make them work and hadn't gotten there, and others we just had never even touched. So to have kind of this cohesiveness still blending together between these songs that kind of range between different genres, I think it was really fun to work with him and to, you know, try our hand at producing. And we've learned a ton. It's been crazy. But Sony really helped us out in that regard, too.
Totally. It took a lot of work and it took a lot of time. We had a little bit of experience doing a few other albums and producing projects. And Savannah and I have always done sessions playing violin and cello. So we love arranging for strings and like building our own orchestras. And Michael has these sweet rhythm ideas. And like we have unconventional. Like one thing on the album is I played my guitar with an iPhone instead of a slide because we didn't have one. And I think it was a really good experiment with trying to find the balance of becoming creative but not overproducing, because we really wanted to be true to our live show and kind of authentic to our sound. So I think we really found a compromise.
And I think one thing worth mentioning is that Sony really gave us 100% creativity on this album, which is unheard of for a major label to give a couple of 20-year-olds like the ability to produce a debut album. And so it just proves a lot of investment on their part. And we're really excited to just get this out there and, you know, keep touring it.
Speaking of 20-somethings, you are a young band. You got together when you were in high school.
Yeah.
Were you college-bound at any point?
No. We actually never went to college. Well, okay, so
I did,
and so did Michael. But we auditioned for Berklee College of Music after attending Interlochen Arts Academy. We met in Traverse City West and West Senior High, and then we transferred to Interlochen, and then... I graduated a year ahead of Katie because she's actually a year younger than me.
I'm the baby of the group. I'm 21 right now, and yeah. Michael and Savannah are both 22.
So after we graduated high school, we decided to try and audition at a couple of different music colleges, including Berklee. And Katie actually got a presidential scholarship for Berklee College. I got a scholarship as well, and we ended up thinking that we were going to do that, but we were also offered a production deal at the same time from New York to produce a couple of albums and to, like, actually... go be musicians full time. And so we had this choice: either we were gonna learn how to be professional musicians or we were gonna go be professional musicians. It was a really difficult 24-hour non-deferrable choice, and we cried. We cried.
That's for sure, because, you know, we're huge nerds and all of us want to go back to school, and we know there's a lot more that we can learn, but we have learned so much doing it ourselves for the past, you know, 3.5 years on the road, and having Sony in the picture is definitely a huge relief and a huge, you know, opportunity.
And you've been playing tons of live shows. That's been going on for years.
Yeah, we play around 230 shows a year, I think, right now. That's the average, and it's been pretty intense. Actually, this year is a little bit more relaxed, which does not feel like it, but...
Well, it's about to not be.
Well, we're headed out on a 70-day tour next week, so This is kind of... We flew in to Four Corners because, I mean, we absolutely love Colorado. We'll get any chance we can get to get here, so...
And but, you play today at 5 on the main stage at the Four Corners Folk Festival, and then are you off? Are you sticking around for the weekend?
We've got a house concert in Denver, so we're going to drive our way back up, and then we're going to fly home because Michael's sister's getting married.
Yeah, shout out to Megan Dawes, soon to be Megan Verdine.
Hopefully she's listening online at ksut.org.
Oh, yeah, she totally is.
Good. Well, great. Can we hear another song?
Yeah. The song is the title track, and kind of embodies this message that we're heading towards, this idea of moving forward boldly, not in the absence of fear, but kind of in spite of it. So the song is called Odyssey. Outside the lake's a cataract. Stares up at the sky, blind to the aftermath. We all attend a nameless funeral. You could say it's sad, but reason has to call it beautiful. So I burn my clothes, the ones I curse when I'm alone. And I trace the night and architect the shattered sky. And all the things I fear fade away with the coming year. A resolution in the chaos that I made. I'm not weak. My brain's a hurricane of sky and sea. Beside and set a broken curse on me. I'm not the one who bleeds with every odyssey. Our new deceit's an old perfume. Mass nostalgic times, forgotten crimes die in the fumes. The Polaroids still hang in darkened rooms. The kids these days hold tight to each other in the womb. And I shovel days into the dirt and dust and fray. And I keep the score of everything I have in store. I got good at feeling pain until no obstacles remained. A resolution in the chaos that I made. For I'm not weak. My brain's a hurricane. Sky and sea. Beside and set a broken curse on me. I'm not the one who bleeds with every odyssey.
on your shoulders from the lake. The words you drown leave a bitter taste inside your mouth. Whatever you have sheathed will throw itself against your teeth until you have the guts to let it out. But I'm not weak. My brain's a hurricane of sky and sea. But sadness, it broke a curse on me. I'm not the one who bleeds with every bruise that blooms on me. But I'm not weak. My brain's a hurricane of sky and sea. But sadness, it broke a curse on me. I'm not the one who plays with every artistry.
Live music from the Accidentals in the KSUT studios. Such a pleasure to have you guys this morning. I'm going to let you go, but I want to ask one. I mean, listening to that song makes me reminds me that I haven't asked you about the songwriting. Who writes these remarkable songs?
So Katie and I split up the writing pretty evenly. Generally, if I'm singing a song, then I wrote that one. And if Katie's singing a song, then she wrote that one. But, you know, the songwriting is a really personal process. It just kind of comes from processing a lot of the road. And then when the three of us come together, we really do a lot of the writing music-wise, and that's what really kind of builds the song up to be its full potential. So we are really lucky to have each other to bounce ideas off of and to tour with each other, because I think we're family at this point. When you live in a van together like 24/7, you have to be. So.
The Accidentals are my guests. They perform later today on the main stage at the Four Corners Folk Festival. That's at 5 p.m. FolkWest.com has all the info you need for that. And you can check them out on their website as well.
TheAccidentalsMusic.com. Sorry.
Well, great. Thank you so much for taking the time to drive over here early in the morning.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, it's actually 10 o'clock in our time, pretty much. It was 10 o'clock when we woke up in our time.
Okay, so good. Anyway, we appreciate it. The Accidentals, very talented emerging band. I guess I shouldn't even say that. You have emerged, but maybe more on the larger picture with the Sony Masterworks
thank
release.
Thank you so much. Odyssey. You're the first to say that, so thank you.
Thank you.